The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband Dave, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek for a long, long time now. Welcome to the show. We love doing this Auto Talk show every Saturday at noon, so happy Saturday to you and thanks for joining us today. We have a lot in store. We like to talk about anything automotive, and like I said, way back in 1982, I met Dave at that shop. It was this Ohio station. And took my car in there, and he's been fixing my car ever since, huh?
That's how it all started.
That's how it all started
for you and I, at least,
yeah.
Anyways. Right.
So
right.
A great time we've had, and we love doing the show, and we love, you know, taking care of customers.
Being here.
We made it Murphy's Auto Care in 1994, and we've been there ever since. So
Yep. Almost 25 years. So
time flies. So thanks for joining us today. I think time's going to fly today. This next hour, we're going to talk about anything automotive.
We sure are. You know, Auto Talk, if you're new to us, just want to tell you real quickly what we do here on Auto Talk. We are all about helping you keep your vehicle safe, keep it dependable. And we know that when those two things occur, that's going to save you a lot of money with your car and help you keep that car for a long, long time. And that's really how you save money on it. So, you know, feel free. Ask us any questions you may have about your vehicle. But also, if you missed a show, you can catch us on our podcasts. Just go to our website, murphysautocare.com. Our podcasts are there in our blog section, as well as many other things that we photograph and video throughout the work week we have in our shop. So a lot of cool things going on there, and you can get to know more about our company and just about the automotive service business in general.
Well, and I love the videos that you do in the shop. We come across all kinds of strange things and interesting things and funny things, and I know you like to take video of that and post it, so you can go on our Facebook page and be sure and like us and share some of that material. It's to help other people. I mean, it's to be informative and help other people. So we like getting involved in that, and a lot of people like finding out about that, you know, while they're sitting, passing time, maybe not in their car,
sure,
but on their phone or on their device, and you can look up a lot of information and learn a lot about your car and how it's supposed to operate.
We definitely have no shortage of content, that's for sure, on a daily basis. So, yeah, if you love automobiles or just anything that's got an engine in it, just check us out at our Facebook page, like Jan said, which is Murphy's Auto Care, and you can find out. So, by the way, lines are open, 457-1290. Again, the number to reach us right now is 457-1290, and we're going to go right now. We're going to talk to Ray. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good. Thanks for joining Jan and I here on Auto Talk. How can we help you today?
I have a 68 Olds I play around with as a hobby.
Uh-huh.
And I was always confused about different theories. Do you need, when you charge the battery, do you need to disconnect the battery from the car?
We would recommend that you do that, just to eliminate any poor connections you may have on the battery cable clamps. So, especially on that vehicle, it's an older vehicle, there's no computers or processors on it, just disconnect it and just connect directly to the battery terminals, and it'll charge much faster, actually, potentially.
Disconnect the positive cable.
Yeah, disconnect. We would tell you disconnect both of them. That old 68, does that have a top post in it or a side post battery?
Oh, a top post.
Yeah, easy to hook up. Just disconnect it, both sides of it, and then, charge the battery up, and you should be good. All righty.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ray. You have a great weekend. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, so let's talk a minute about the older cars with those style batteries versus today's cars.
Well, absolutely. First of all, let's talk about that situation, right? You have an older vehicle, and we have a lot of customers that have cool older cars like that, muscle cars. We service them off and on throughout the year. But one of the things they run into is if they don't have a battery tender or a battery disconnect, consequently, they'll end up with a dead battery if they're only driving it a couple of months of the year. And I think that may be part of what you're getting at. But batteries do need to be, have a trickle charge on them if you're not going to operate them. Now, Those batteries, in many cases, were not sealed batteries, especially when you get back in the 60s and so forth. We started to get into the 70s. We started to see sealed batteries, which meant you really weren't supposed to open them to add any more distilled water to them.
Sounds like you've been around a while.
Thanks. I should have seen the setup coming. I knew that's where this was going. Okay, so I'm getting seasoned. I'm well seasoned, right?
Yes,
okay,
yes, yeah. Seasoned.
Okay. But so modern batteries, they still need some maintenance, right? And batteries that are in vehicles today, we're seeing actually a trend moving more and more vehicles to absorb gas mat or AGM batteries. I think as we move forward, especially in the next couple of years, we're going to see a lot more of that design of battery in a vehicle. And that design of battery is just more durable. It's more tolerant of temperature changes. It typically has a longer life. And it's just, in general, a better battery. Been being used for a long time in military applications. You literally can roll those batteries over and nothing leaks out of them. It doesn't affect them. So they're not a wet battery as we've seen. But most vehicles that we still see are still wet batteries. But the biggest thing for batteries is that just having them checked when you go in for regular service. The battery should be tested. If it's more than a couple years old, that battery should be being tested every time it's in for service. The battery terminals need to be inspected. And if they're, you know, if they're starting to grow some fur on them, that needs to be disconnected and cleaned. And BG has a product, which is a battery terminal service that we provide. And when we start seeing that occur, then we'll recommend that service be performed. We disconnect the cables. We, of course, always check the battery. We service the connections, clean them up. We put a protectant on it, put it back together. And then that typically will enhance the connection and hopefully extend the life of the battery.
So if you keep good connections, how long should a battery last?
That's an excellent question. In a modern vehicle today, the average life of a battery right now, and in this region of the country, is 4 years. So even though batteries are sold as 6, 7, even 8-year batteries, anything that gets past 4 years, you should consider yourself very, very lucky.
And be prepared.
That's right. That's right. So that's why we've seen this happen for years, batteries start to fail at 2, 2.5, 3 years. And the reason for that is there's so many temperature swings here in our area, part of the country, you know, dramatically hot, 90 degrees, lots of time. We've had that already this year. And then we can easily see 15 degrees, you know, in the winter, and sometimes for extended periods of time.
And that's hard on the battery.
It's very hard on the battery. Not to mention, the biggest factor is all of the additional electrical loads in a modern vehicle. So that in and of itself is probably, I think, the biggest factor that is causing batteries to not last as long. Is battery technology improving? Absolutely. It's absolutely. But remember, we're still trying to, manufacturers are trying to produce a battery that fits in a certain competitive pricing market, because if you start putting $600 batteries in cars, which there's that technology out there, consumers are going to have a heart attack, and that doesn't make good sense also, because we don't need that battery yet in a car. So good question, Jan. I don't know where you come up with this stuff, but awesome. You're amazing. All right, we're going to talk to Herman, looks like, out in Springfield. How are you doing, Herman?
Not too bad. Yourself?
We're awesome. What can we do to help you or confuse you today?
Well, you threw a couple things at me before. I don't want to answer back to real quick. If you're well seasoned at 76, am I just petrified?
Okay, good. I love it. That's great.
I have a 2008 Buick Lucerne that I bought new, so I know what's had to it. And I've always been a 3-in-3 man, go 3,000 change filter and oil.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays you're telling me, oh, you could go 5 with no problem. I'm like, I'm stuck into this 3-in-3 over the years. I bought a new car 2 years ago, and they say 5,000 to 7,000 miles.
Okay.
I guess I'm more used to the old cast iron engines where in 100,000 miles you had a lot of little pieces of metal running around in them. Whereas today we don't have that problem. Also, in this car, I've got my battery under the back seat, so I switched to a gel cell.
Good.
I first changed the battery last fall for the first time since I bought it, so it lasted 8.5 years.
You're right. And I will say, when Jan and I were just talking about battery life, that is the one exception to the rule. The batteries that have now been moved inside the cabin, you know, under the rear seat, typically we see those go 6 to 8 years, and that's normal for them. And you know, they're in a protected environment, so that's part of what does that.
They worry me if I ever had a wreck and my kids are sitting back there, though.
Yeah.
The vent hose, when I took the seat up, they were disconnected to both sides, just drove off from being brittle.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long it's been venting into the car. And I said, the gel, I don't have to worry about that. And seems to be a very quick, sensitive battery, too.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But the reason I called you.
Okay.
I have a check engine light, and I've had it checked. My son's got a unit, and I work at an auto parts store. But it gives the EVAP system, which probably 8 times out of 10 anymore means put a new gas cap on. So for a while, I just ignored it for a week or two. And then it kept starting saying, tighten your gas cap every time I stop and fill up. So I bought a new gas cap, put it on, check engine light comes on in a day or two. I got a second new battery. Talking batteries a lot of time. Cap, put it on, I'm getting the same thing. And I know there's more to the EVAP system than the gas cap. They tell me there's a couple of, I'm going to call them air filter type thing. Anyway, where they vent off out through.
That's correct.
A system. That's... Where would you suggest the next place to go after your gas cap is not your problem and you still get an EVAP type check engine light?
Well, great question. Let me start back at the beginning. You said you have checked it with a code reader. Did by chance you have a PO442?
It's my son's. I'm not real sure
Okay. What
his is.
Okay. So you also mentioned some other components, and I'm going to answer it in two ways. First of all, this is what I recommend, is that you take it now to someone that can smoke test the vehicle, that has a bidirectional scan tool. So a code reader in this case isn't going to do you much good because it can actually lead you down the wrong path.
Yeah, you can spend dimes and dollars without knowing
it. You got it, Herman. That's exactly right. So what we see is a lot of failure in the vent solenoid for these things, and also the canister purge solenoid. So there's different solenoids in them, and when the vehicle is running its self test, which should be ran between when the fuel tank is between a quarter and three fourths of a tank, it's running this test given a certain set of scenarios. That's when it's failing. I will ask you this, and that's why you need to have a GM scan tool or a very high level generic scan tool that's capable of being bidirectional, which means the technician can then take and take those or that system through its normal tests and command the solenoids off and on. And if he's doing that, he's going to either see failures in those circuits, or if it still doesn't see the issue, then the next thing is to smoke test it and then run it back through the test, and then you'll actually see where it's leaking. So before you go spend any money or buy parts that are unnecessary at this point, just hold on. Take it to, if you're familiar with the parts store, take it to somebody there. But I'll tell you what, I got to run to a break. I hope that helps you. Herman, have a wonderful weekend. All righty?
Yep.
Great. Thanks,
yep.
Herman. All righty. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Great question so far. You can call us today, too, here on Auto Talk. I'm Dave, along with Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care, and we'll be right back after this short break.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Greater Dayton Home Show is here, starting January 11th for two great weekends at the new Montgomery County Fairgrounds. Noon to 8 Friday, 10 to 8 Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday. Stop by and register to win $10,000 worth of exclusive home improvements from Busher's Home Improvement Center. Admission $5. Parking is free. The Greater Dayton Home Show at the new Montgomery County Fairgrounds, starting January 11th. Brought to you by Bath Fitter, Kitchen Saver, and Boone's Power Equipment. Visit thegdhs.com for details.
History comes to life at Carillon Historical Park's Carillon Brewery. Witness the age-old brewing techniques of our ancestors as our brewmasters bring celebrated recipes to life. You'll taste the history of beer from the classic ales of the late 1800s to today's craft beers. We also offer a full menu of historically inspired hearty fare for lunch and dinner. You're sure to find a classic favorite to satisfy your appetite in a one-of-a-kind atmosphere. Savor history by the pint at the Carillon Brewing Company.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent two contestants out on the streets to see what they could find for $4.99. Our first bought five goldfish. Ooh, but the other went to Subway for $4.99 deals. He was able to choose from four tasty footlongs or six-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each. A winner every day. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Your basement is damp, dirty, and not somewhere you want to spend time. You've tried other flooring only to have to replace it again and again. Nature Stone is the only solution that will stand up to flooding and water damage. It has a higher insulation rating than carpet and is warmer than linoleum, vinyl, wood, or tile. Only Nature Stone will never have to be replaced. It's easy to clean and comfortable, too. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Now, gardening advice from Garden Talk's very own Mark Weber.
Winter is upon us, and the season in which many of us really need our plants inside is the season as well. Keep in mind that indoor plants really fight and struggle to stay alive during the winter months. These plants have less light, less water, and most importantly, are on a very slow growth pattern compared to as they were back in the spring, summer, and early fall. So keep in mind your indoor plants need as much light as you can afford to give them. Typically south or west windows in your home. Water them only when they're dry. And the best way to determine how dry they are is by putting your finger into the pot. If it feels dry to the touch, then water the plants. And when you water them, make sure that that plant can drain the water out through the bottom of the pot.
Listen to Mark Weber on Garden Talk Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Very nice weather expected for today. Mostly sunny skies, warm with a high temperature near 50 degrees. Just a light breeze out there. As we go later into the evening and overnight hours, mostly clear with low temperatures by tomorrow morning, dropping to about 32 degrees. Partly cloudy skies expected for Sunday with a high temperature near 44 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. So glad you're here with us. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, along with Jan Murphy. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. I want to go back real quickly to Herman, was our last caller. He just had an amazing call. I mean, I just can't stress it enough. Obviously, a gentleman who is familiar around a vehicle, and he's tried a few things, but now he's at that point where it's time to put it in the hands of someone who's familiar with diagnostic equipment, diagnostic equations, and the whole process, and I'm sure that'll get to the root of it. But, Jan, you and I were just talking during the break about how uncomfortable most motorists are when they're talked to about spending money to diagnose the problem on a vehicle. And the reason for that, and it's completely understandable, is that that's kind of that abyss for a lot of folks, you know, when you go into it and someone calls you and says, hey, by the way, got a couple of codes, we got to track them down, we're going to need to do diagnostics, which should be inspection, testing, and results is what always should be the process, and results that can be discussed with the consumer and then tie it together as to why certain parts or services need to be performed. So I just can't stress it enough. Diagnosis is a great value if it's performed properly, and any service shop should be happy to discuss that with you and talk to you about what the process is and what their procedure is going to be and then the results you're going to get. So I just really appreciate it, Jan. You brought that up, and I think it is. It's a big, scary area.
I like a quick, easy fix. You know, that's what we get to the look point. For first, right? You know, if it's something simple, then for
And sure. You should rule that out. If it's something simple, let's see if we can
absolutely
take care of that. But I do think a lot of consumers are a little apprehensive about this diagnostic fee, and then they're not sure they're going to get the right answers. But, you know, I know at Murphy's Auto Care, we give them a lot of value for that diagnostic fee. We go over the whole car, you know, from top to bottom. We give them all the inspection results. We talk about what it could be and the next steps, and we have to follow normal paths of
exactly.
diagnosis.
Exactly.
You know, our guys are ASC Master Certified. We have a great team, and there are many other shops in our community that do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Many shops. We know them.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes you are money ahead by getting that diagnosed correctly. I just want to take a quick minute and talk about our sponsors. We want to thank BG Automotive Products, Dave. I know you mentioned they do a great BG service. You know, we use their products. So thank you, BG, for sponsoring the show. Also, KOI Auto Parts. They're the professionals choice, and they help us honor our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, which is more than most. Mike's Car Wash, gosh, I love Mike's Car Wash, taking my car in, getting it washed. A clean car is a happy car,
uh-huh.
And they have the debugging, right?
Yes, they do.
That's what I like.
Yep, two of their washes, their best washes come along with Fast Wax.
Yeah.
And Fast Wax is what keeps the bugs off the paint so they don't stick, and it also, you know, that process helps keep your air conditioning condenser and radiator very clean as well. So something
yeah.
to keep in mind.
And it's every Wednesday is Ultimate Wednesday at Murphy's Auto Care. When you schedule online at murphysautocare.com, you can go ahead and schedule your appointment for Wednesday. We're going to give you that free Ultimate Wash certificate.
Absolutely.
So you can take your car up there. That's a nice bonus, and we love Mike's Car Wash. Also, I want to talk a minute about our partner, Goodwill Easter Sales Miami Valley, and the Goodwill Auto Auction. You can donate your car, RV, truck, motorcycle, ATV, boat, anything. Just call 228-AUTO.
Well,
228-2886. You can donate anything there. It helps everybody. The proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley. And Dave and I have had an opportunity to see the facility and everything they do at the Goodwill Dayton. I have to say, I'm just so impressed with everything they do for people here in our community. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Goodwill is a hand up, not a handout. And that's why
yeah.
we're so happy to be part of that. Over 20,000 people annually, they help. Get back on their feet, get going in the right direction, so they are really contributing to
our
community.
And we've been fixing up some cars for the Goodwill Auto Auction, and that's every other week. You can go online and find out more about that at GoodwillDaytonAuto.com. We're going to be right back after a quick break and continue the show today.
All right, stand by.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, the partial government shutdown enters its third week, and there's still no end in sight.
We're dry for now, but I'm talking the next chance for rain moving in. And my full forecast, I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic looking good on your Miami Valley highways and byways this afternoon. No accidents or delays to tell you about. If you're on southbound 675 from 70 to 35, that 13-mile drive will take you just about 12 minutes. Our top story, as the partial government shutdown begins its third week, congressional Democrats and the president remain at an impasse over funding for a border wall.
We're in a national security crisis right now and a humanitarian crisis. The situation we face along the border is no longer tenable, and the Democrats are offering status quo solutions to a crisis situation.
That's Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. More meetings are planned for the weekend aimed at ending the shutdown. In California, three people are dead and four others injured in a shooting at a bowling alley. The Torrance Police Department says they found multiple people with gunshot wounds. A witness saying the incident started as a fight between two groups of people. We're working to learn more about what led up to the shooting. We'll bring you more details as they become available. A man in Melbourne, Florida, is charged with attempted murder after he allegedly shot his wife and her parents in front of his young children on New Year's Day. Cops say they know the motive.
Detectives say William Brian Stillwell found a video of his wife having sex with his best friend. The footage was reportedly captured on her smartphone. Stillwell allegedly went to a home where his wife was staying with his in-laws and opened fire. His five-year-old twin children ultimately called 911 from a neighbor's home. Following a brief standoff, Stillwell surrendered to police. The children were not harmed.
Fox's Tom Graham reporting. In Dayton, a man accused of stabbing and detaining his girlfriend on Christmas night is indicted. 28-year-old Kevin Quillen's ex-wife says that he hadn't been taking medicine for a reported brain disorder.
Now, she also says Quillen suffers from mental issues, including bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. Last week, I talked with Quillen's mother, who also blamed Quillen's behavior on his mental health. She told me her son has dealt with the issues for more than a decade.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy says Quillen will be arraigned on Tuesday. Now to Riverside, where cops say they're looking for two suspects who attempted to rob a pizza delivery driver. Dispatchers say they received a report of two men armed with shotguns in black masks and jackets that could possibly be driving a stolen Chrysler 300 from Trotwood. Riverside cops continued to investigate. In Warren County, the coroner's office has a name for the man who was found dead inside a trailer that was reported on fire.
70-year-old Lonnie Crotel is the man crews say was found in the rear bedroom of that trailer. That fire had been originally reported at the Lebanon Acres Mobile Home Park around 2 o'clock Saturday morning.
WHIO's Jonah Oddie says the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Very nice weather expected for today. Mostly sunny skies, warm with a high temperature near 50 degrees. Just a light breeze out there. As we go later into the evening and overnight hours, mostly clear with low temperatures by tomorrow morning, dropping to about 32 degrees. Partly cloudy skies expected for Sunday with a high temperature near 44 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, clear skies around the Miami Valley. It is a beautiful Saturday. It's 41 degrees in Troy, 43 in Springfield, and 45 degrees in Dayton at 1233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
If you have a pension, listen in. Mike Martinez and his team at the Pension Group have been helping people with their pension decisions for more than two decades. Much of their knowledge is now available to you in Mike's new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Mike covers the biggest pension issues facing you as an associate, including how to take your pension, what's best for you, the lump sum or the monthly payment. We've seen segmented rates go up. Unfortunately, that can bring your retirement down, with some people losing 40, 60, or hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money. With changing rates, timing is everything. When should you step away from the workforce? Mike touches on all these issues and more in his new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Receive your complimentary copy when you set a visit with Mike or purchase online at retirefromhonda.com. Make the best pension choice for you. Retirefromhonda.com. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Each day, researchers make new discoveries that bring us closer to the moment when all cancer patients can become survivors. Some days they take small steps. Others, huge discoveries lead to giant leaps forward. This progress, both small steps and giant leaps, happens with the help of clinical trials. Clinical trials are a fundamental path to progress and the brightest torch researchers have to light their way towards better treatments. And if you've been diagnosed with cancer, they may be your brightest ray of hope. Clinical trials introduce new hope in addition to the current standard of care. By allowing researchers to provide participants access to cutting-edge and potentially life-saving treatments. So if you're interested in exploring new treatment options while helping to light the path for other patients, clinical trials may be the best choice for you. Speak with your doctor and visit standuptocancer.org/clinicaltrials to learn more about clinical trials. Together, we can stand up for all of us.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone or iPhone? Use the Google Assistant app and say, play WHIO News.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back. You're listening to Auto Talk. With Dave and Jan Murphy, we love doing Auto Talk every Saturday at noon, so thanks for riding along with us. And whether you're riding in your car or riding on your couch, we're just happy to...
your lawnmower, whatever.
Yeah, so we're just happy that you're joining us today. We love doing the show. We love taking your calls. All kinds of different stuff. And if you didn't catch the whole show, you can go online, murphysautocare.com. We have a lot of information. We have links to podcasts. We have links to Facebook. We have links to Google. We have, you know, we try to make it as easy and user-friendly as we can for you. So we're also open in Beaver Creek Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to meet your needs. We have shuttle driver drop you off, pick you up, coffee in the lobby, snacks. Just come on in and say hi. We love meeting people. We've got to meet some people this week. I really like meeting people. They listen to us on the show, and they're like, hey, we listen.
We just saw Mike from Spring Valley.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, if you're out there.
Yep, that was a lot of fun. So we really enjoy it. We enjoy doing the show. We're thankful that you're riding along with us today, and we've got a lot more to talk about yet.
Absolutely, we really, really do. So, like,
you know, one thing really quick, Dave. You know, we were during the commercial break. Dave and I kind of chit chat a little bit, and you know, he's got some topics sometimes that he'd like to discuss between callers, and so, you know, he's talking about the right oil change service for your TGDI engine. I'm sure everybody knows what that means.
Well, I'm going to explain
turbocharged gasoline direct injection. Or sometimes we talk about TPMS sensors.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure everybody knows what that means, right?
That's why
tire
I'm here.
Tire pressure monitoring
I'm the
system.
Amazing Karnak.
So right, I've learned a lot over the years working along side by side. Our office is about 7 feet by 5 feet. It's like a closet. And we sit right next to each other every single day since 1994. And
inseparable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've learned some of this lingo by now.
That's why we use acronyms, because it's just faster.
Well, keep in mind, all consumers don't know your lingo, Mr. Technician.
Okay. Well, that's why you're here to straighten me out and help them out.
Yeah, I'll straighten you
out. Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing you're between me and them. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we have a big desk in here to separate us. This is nice.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, do you want me to explain TGDI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turbocharged gas.
You're the expert.
Gasoline direct injected engine. All right. It's the modern engine. It's what's in most vehicles now. You know, they're turbocharged. They have gasoline direct injection. They have variable valve timing. They have all of these wonderful systems, quite honestly.
Since what year?
Well, we've seen turbocharging forever for years, but gasoline direct injection.
As old as you?
Forever. Yeah, dirt. Okay. As old as dirt. So, gasoline direct injection. I can take this abuse anywhere now. It's perfect. Yeah. Gasoline direct injection, we've seen for about the last 5 to 6 years, right? That's the equivalent of diesel fuel injection now in a gasoline engine.
Okay, so my question is, did Herman's 2008 Buick have it?
No.
Okay.
It did not.
Thanks for answering my question.
Typically did not. But he also had a question about oil change intervals.
Yes.
Remember he was talking about. So let's just chat about that
Well, he said he's religious about 3,000 miles.
Right, right. And he's, you know, he's, what do you say, I'm seasoned and he's something else. But anyway, whatever it is, because we've been around for a long time.
Well, he said petrified, but petrified. I wouldn't say so either.
But let's get to the real point of that and what my point in this was. So very interestingly, the API, which is an organization of all automotive manufacturers, and since vehicles have been on the road, they have always gotten together and discussed what the specifications are for the oil for the engines they're building, right? And so there is a new version, new specification they have delayed coming out with, quite honestly, because the chemistry and the technology, they can't all agree on it. But that is the specification, which is still unknown to most of us, is what we need to be able to have extended oil change intervals on gasoline direct engines, okay, and turbocharged engines, all those also with variable valve timing. And what we're seeing is, and this is straight out of the manufacturer's mouths, I'll put it that way, is that they're realizing they've made a mistake by setting the oil change intervals at 7,500 to 10,000 miles on the vehicles over the last 6 years. And so they're pulling that back. And the reason they're realizing that is they're starting to see a lot more engine failure early on. And they don't want that to happen. I mean, that's customer dissatisfaction.
Well, it was a great sales tool for dealerships because,
sure,
you know, that you sell you a car and you don't have to do anything for 100,000 miles. Isn't that la la land? And
it's
then
fairy tale.
You do
Claus.
That and then you need a new car after 100,000 miles.
Right, but the one you have is not worth anything.
Right.
So because the engine's huffed in it.
So we've always kind of preached 3,000 miles.
We do. If it's synthetic, you can go 5,000 miles. And we stick
right
by that. We do. And it's actually causing a little bit of an issue on some vehicles because when we go in to reset the oil life reminder, some of these vehicles make it very challenging to reset it properly because it wants to wait. It wants to see it get down to 10% of oil life remaining before it'll let us reset.
That computerized car thinks it's smarter than us.
Well, we're getting there. There's so many cool systems on cars, but I just want to thank Herman for bringing that up because oil change interval is still very critical. And is oil technology better? Yes, it is. Are oil filter technologies better? Yes, they are. Let's say they're better than they were 10 years ago, and that's even better than it was 20 or 30 years ago. But it still cannot replace just sticking on a solid schedule. And the other thing to keep in mind is when you're having your car serviced 2 to 3 times a year to change the oil, you're getting the vehicle hopefully looked at and inspected.
Battery cables.
Batteries. Battery life.
Tires.
Fluids that might be leaking. Tire
TPMS.
Condition.
TPMS.
TPMS. That's right. That's right. Filters.
You know, we give everybody digital photos. That's what I think is cool.
Every time we do it.
We can email you or
text
give
it.
You. We have that documentation so that you have that knowledge about your car.
Yeah,
you can compare it to the last time it was in. That's what's so key is, I mean, for me, I'm a very visual person. I don't want you explaining it because, of course, it'll take you a half an hour.
You're referring to me.
Just give me pictures, okay. You know, and then I can see what you're talking about. And that's how I like to learn, quite
uh-huh.
frankly.
Okay, you're a picture person. Okay, I'll remember that.
Pictures.
Okay, I'll just put some pictures in front of you.
All
you
right.
know what? Let's go out and talk to Mike real quick. He's been patient. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Thanks for holding on there with us. What's going on, sir? How can we help you?
Okay, Mike. Would be Dave. I got a 2000 GMC Sierra pickup, and I can't get the running lights to work. You know, the daytime lights. When I turn on the switch, all the lights come on, parking lights and headlights. Okay,
uh-huh.
I know it shouldn't do that. So I put a new switch in, and it does the same thing. So I checked the bulbs on, I should have done that first. I checked the bulbs on the running lights, and they were both blown. So I put new ones in there, and they're still not working. So I don't know what else to do with it right now.
Okay. So if I want to make sure I understand your the problem with your vehicle, Mike. So what you're telling me is the daytime running lamps will not operate when you key the ignition up and start the car, right? So you're having to turn the headlight, hit the headlight switch and bring on the headlights, running lights, and so forth to have any kind of marker on your vehicle.
No. Actually, no matter where I put the selector switch, the lights just stay on, all of them. Parking lights and headlights.
Okay.
I can switch it to, you know, to a high beam.
When I turn
the ignition off, it shuts off.
Okay.
And everything shuts off.
Okay. So we're gonna have to go to a wiring diagram here and see, you know, exactly the components that are in it. So you replaced the headlight switch, the multifunction switch, right on the steering column.
Well, not on the steering column. It's right. Yeah, at the bottom. It's on the dash.
On
there,
the on the left side, lower side there. So that headlight
switch. Side.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. So when you took it apart and unplugged it, did you happen to look at the pigtail, the connector, to see if it had any traces of being hot where it may have melted internally?
Oh, they look brand new. I didn't see any burnt wiring or anything on it, so I just unplugged it, plugged it back into the new one.
Okay, gotcha.
And doing the same thing.
All right. So, again, we're going to have to revert to the wiring diagram. I'm sorry I don't have that in front of me for that vehicle.
Okay.
But, you know, you're welcome to give us a call or you can just email me, Dave at Murphy's Auto Care, and I'd be happy to review it. And then I'm certain I can put you on the right track if you want to try and replace the component yourself. Could have a running lamp module that's failed in it, shorted. That would be my guess. Or some connector has failed between that and some, you know, out front. But off the top of my head, I don't want to send you down the wrong road without looking at the roadmap first, which is a wiring diagram.
Sounds good.
Okay, my friend.
Get your phone number and I can give you a call.
Sure. Call us at 426-2886. That's the shop number.
Okay.
All right. And I will expect your call. How's that? I'm there bright and early on Monday morning. I'll be there by 7:15. That's early enough for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike. Hey, thanks for the call calling in. Great talking to you. I look forward to talking to you Monday. Have a good one.
Okay, sir. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. All right, great.
Another great call.
Absolutely.
Yep. Our number is 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886. You know, or you can email Dave anytime, dave@murphysautocare.com. He loves answering your questions and helping people out.
Well, I wish I had, 30 years ago, I could answer these questions because cars were much more, they were simpler. They were just simpler. And,
well,
I've learned.
And you were working on them every day, even though you are still ASC Master Certified for all these years, like 100 years. You do follow up on today's technology, but you're not hands-on every single day.
Well, and the biggest thing I've learned is, and I think most technicians that do this for a living is it is impossible to commit all of this to memory, all right? And cars change, and the way, and they evolve, and that's all good, and I'm happy about it. So the key thing to know when you're repairing a vehicle, maintaining a vehicle, is know how to get the information and where it is. So
well, and we subscribe to a lot of information.
I'm poor by it. All right, great. All right, let's talk to, looks like Lena. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today, Lena. How can we help you?
Well, I have a 2005 Impala, and just about a week ago, I was out early one morning, and it was a nice morning, so I thought I would just turn, the vent on to bring the outside air in, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking, it's really getting warm in here. I felt the air coming out of the vents, and it was really warm, so I just turned it off. So on the way home, I thought, I'm going to try this again. It did the same thing. And I just had never seen anything like that. And I mentioned it to someone, and they said, oh, it sounds like you've got a stuck thermostat. Well, the next day, I was almost afraid to get out and go someplace and think, my car will overheat, and I'll be on the side of the road. I got out and went someplace. It has never done it since. So was that just some sort of a freaky thing, or can the thermostat stick and do that?
Well, great question, Lena. The engine thermostat, that would not cause that situation in this case, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's probably what they're referring to. On this particular vehicle, and actually we've run into a similar situation in this where the center section of the dashboard, there are a couple of different blend doors inside that have to operate, and when they get a bit out of sync because the drive gears fail on them, they will emit, or you'll see a symptom like that. So I don't know where you take it in for service, but I would take it back to them and just ask them to real quick run through the what we call HVAC, heating, air, and conditioning controls, and make sure it's operational. Just run some
through what, please?
Run through the air conditioning controls and check it. Now, I didn't hear you say this. Maybe I missed it. Did you turn the air conditioning on and check it, or were you just running with the vent on?
I would just had it with just the vent open, outside vent.
Okay. Did you check the air conditioning and turn it on to the AC?
You mean that particular day?
Yes.
No, I don't believe I did.
Okay.
But when I got home, it was like 2 hours later that I went into the garage, and the hood of my car was still so hot.
Yeah.
And I thought after 2 hours it should have cooled down, because it wasn't that hot, and I didn't drive it probably 3 miles.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, there may be more than one thing going on. Feeling really hot from one person to another, it's tough to determine. So, because anything over about 90 degrees is going to be warm to a human when you touch it, all right?
Uh-huh.
So if it's still 100 degrees, and we've seen temperatures over the last weeks of 90+, it's going to be warm still under the hood.
Yeah, but
said
it wasn't a warm day.
In the morning, like 9 a.m., and, the temperature hadn't heated up. It was really a nice morning. That was why we're just using the vent.
Okay. Another question for you. So on your gauge, on your dash, do you ever look at your engine temperature gauge? Did it seem to be...
I completely forgot. Someone asked me that. Did you check the gauge? And I said, and since then I haven't, noticed it, but it has never heated up, or I've tried that, same thing, and I've never felt the warmness coming through the vent again.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's err on the safe side. I'd like to see you get it into wherever you take the car, have them to go for a ride with you, and just watch the gauges. On that car, if it would overheat, the gauge, you'll see it rise, and then in the worst case scenario, you'll see a red light come on the dash, which means you should shut the car off. I don't think that's what's going on.
I could ask you,
sure.
Is there something that needs to be done to is there hydraulics or something in a trunk? A couple times recently, my trunk lid has fallen. I was putting groceries in the car one day, and yeah, it came down, you know, like, luckily it didn't do any damage, hit my head. And once since then, a sister of mine was with me, and it came down like that. So now I have, you know, a tendency to want to hold the trunk lid up when I'm getting something in or out because I'm afraid the trunk lid's going to fall.
That's such a great question. I'm glad you asked. Yes, there's two hydraulic shock absorbers that hold the trunk up and hold it up so they're failing, one or both of them. And to prevent you getting a big knot on your head or getting hurt worse, those need to be replaced. And,
okay.
And your car's about 13 years old, so that's past their life expectancy. And quite possibly the same supports are on the hood of the car, too.
Well, would you believe the car only has 44,000 miles?
I do believe that. I absolutely believe that it only has 40,000 miles on it. But I tell you what, if you aren't familiar with a place to take it in, give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care.
Okay. I wish you guys were closer to me. I learned so much from just listening to your program. I really enjoy it.
I gotcha. Yeah, now we're in Beaver Creek. Where are you?
What part? West Tarleton.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want us to take care of it, just give us a call. We'll help you out and figure out a way to get the car to us. Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful day, Lena. Thank you so much. That helps so many other people too. All right,
great.
Bye
bye.
All right, folks. We're going to run to a quick break. Great questions. Be right back.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Start the new year with big savings at Menards. Upgrade and save with Fight Electric LED bulbs. Pick up a high-lumen LED bulb. It's great for indoor or outdoor use. A 4,000-lumen light bulb provides comparable light output as a 300-watt bulb, using 87% less energy. Get a 4,000-lumen LED light bulb for just $24.99. Find this and other great deals through January 5th during Menards' New Year sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for a great place to work out? Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness. And if so, we have an offer that you can't refuse. How about a free 30-day membership? That's right. Try us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. Your free trial not only gets you access to all fitness equipment, cardio, and free weights, but also to group fitness classes like Zumba, yoga, body blast, and more. You can even enjoy tanning and free use of our childcare. So don't wait. Stop in one of our 8 convenient locations or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located 2 blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
Adults 50 years of age or better, you have an exciting way to learn about a broad variety of topics. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Dayton offering fall, winter, and spring seminar series that meets weekly. Choose from seminars such as Earth's Environment, Past, Present, and Future, Adventure Travel 2019, Beginning Guitar Workshop, Legacy Writing, and more. All offering an intellectually stimulating yet informal, non-competitive environment. Call 229-2347 to register or learn more.
The new Assisted Living to Memory Care, Beehive Homes of Springboro, is now open. Call 937-350-1211. Now accepting residents. You have to see Beehive Homes to truly appreciate the family atmosphere and the difference of a smaller, more personalized experience. Call 937-350-1211 and schedule a tour. Call 937-350-1211 today. Units won't last. Seeing Beehive Homes of Springboro is truly the next best place to home.
Very nice weather expected for today. Mostly sunny skies, warm with a high temperature near 50 degrees. Just a light breeze out there. As we go later into the evening and overnight hours, mostly clear with low temperatures by tomorrow morning, dropping to about 32 degrees. Partly cloudy skies expected for Sunday with a high temperature near 44 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for hanging in with us today. It's the fastest hour in radio. If you'd like us to have a two-hour show, then please contact the general manager of WHIO.
Because we'll do it.
We will. Gosh, we'll do it. No, we love doing the show. We've been in business a long time. I spoke at the beginning of the show saying, you know, that Dave and I met in 1982. He was my parents' mechanic. And then the rest is history. You know, we changed everything to Murphy's Auto Care in 1994.
I was youngest mechanic, by the way.
Yes, just a child. Well, I was just a child, that's for sure.
That's enough.
But it's been fun, and I've learned a lot over the years just listening to you, Dave, so you have a lot of great information. But come on in the shop and see us, or give us a call at 426-AUTO, 426-2886. We're open every day at 7:30. And, Monday through Friday, 7:30. We do take weekends off so we can do the show sometimes.
Hang out with family, that kind of stuff.
But thanks for joining us today. We've had a lot of great calls, and we want to thank you for listening to the show.
We do. I want to remind people of something real quick. By the way, August, we just walked into it, right? So this kicks off really our biggest sale on shocks and struts, August through October. So if you've been thinking about replacing those components on your car, if it's been recommended to you, at Murphy's Auto Care, our promotion is you buy one, you get the second one half price. And it doesn't matter whether it's KYB or Monroe. It doesn't matter. Two great products. We're installing either one, whatever's the best fit for that vehicle. So just give us a call, and I'll tell you, your car will ride like it's brand new.
Well, and I know it's that time of year. We've seen a lot of road construction, road repair
goodness.
From the last winter was awful. And I never really paid attention to the shocks and struts that much, but I realize what that can do for your car and for your ride.
Absolutely. I mean, it prevents your car from shaking itself, you know, and flopping to death, to be honest with you. When it's stable and the tires stay on the ground and the alignment stays true, it's just a better experience driving the car. So anyways, just want to mention that. And speaking of experiences, I want to talk real quickly about customer experience. That's something we try very, very hard to deliver an amazing customer experience every time, because we want to make sure our customers are satisfied with what we deliver. And I'll be very candid, honest here. We dropped the ball for a customer this week, and thank goodness they were gracious enough to say something to us about it, because that's the only way we can correct it. And we want to correct it. We want to learn from a mistake, an error. And we actually track that within our company, because it's so important to us to make our customers happy. So I just want to say thanks.
It's how we grow and learn.
It is. But I want to say thanks to people that are willing to take the time and say, hey, this is an issue for me. This was inconvenient. You know, this doesn't feel right. Whatever it is, because we're open and we want to have that conversation. I find most people that own a business that are service oriented, you know, they're face to face with customers, they want that feedback. And so I just want to encourage people, if you've had a service experience, whether it's with an automotive service provider or whether it's a restaurant, whatever it is, take a moment and ask to talk to the owner or the manager. People want to fix it. They want things to be right. And I believe that in my heart. So I just want to say thank you.
And they can't fix what they don't know about. So
absolutely. We cannot. So, all right. That being said, you know what? I'm going to jump. We got a quick call. We'll take it real quick. Just talk to Bruce. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm just fine. I've got a question for you on a 94 Chevy pickup truck, 1500.
Okay.
Back in Iowa, my 93-year young father has it. And don't put it on the road much, but I try to get it started every couple months or so. And we took it out this last week, and I realized, I guess being an aviator, I watch gauges like a hawk.
There you go.
And I noticed the oil pressure dipped on it, but it came back up. And I thought, this is odd. And we got out and checked the oil, which I knew was okay. Bottom line was, I was getting a little anxious about it, and not having any other mechanical gauges there to check it with, I just put another sending unit on it, which I normally don't like to throw parts at things. But I was hoping that might be it. And, of course, you got to pull a distributor on that engine to get it
right.
Out. Get it
it's
in
underneath there.
There.
Right.
Bottom line is that, well, this is great. It's back up to more like 65 PSI on the gauge. And although driving about to 15 mile, I realize it's dropping again, down around 40, and then it's dropping clear down to 20. Do you have any experience? Got 100,000. I just rolled over 100,000 while I was back there.
Yep.
On the engine, are they have anything notorious?
Nope.
Initially, it was erratic as far as I wondered about a ground or something on the gauge, but after changing the sending unit and then still having to drop, I'm suspicious of a pump or something on it.
Well, first thing, was it making any noise in the engine, any valve train noise?
It's not making any noise. Temperature's fine, everything.
Gotcha. I'll tell you what, can you do me a favor? We got to wrap our show up right now. It's a great question. Will you call me at my office on Monday, and I'll answer your question for you?
Can do.
And then I'll share that with listeners next week. Bruce, thanks so much. Call me at 426-2886. Okay. Folks, thanks for listening to Auto Talk with Jan and I. Everyone have a great weekend. Bye now.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.